So then, Jason Quigley, big weekend ahead. You're making your UK debut at the Copperbox Arena. You've got the first big press conference in London under your belt now as well after hosting that today. So what's the feeling with Jason Quigley going into this one?
Excited, more than anything, to be honest. You know, it was we had a great press conference there. First press conference there on this side of the water went very well. As you know, in the press conference I've worked and dealt and known all these lads, Eddie Hearn, Andy Scott, and, you know, I've known them all before from back in my day with the Sky Sports and the Sky Scholars and everything like that. And now to be here, it's nice to be on the same card and everything as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be your UK debut. It is closer to home, and this is an important stage now in your career, Jason.
Yeah, this is a very important stage now, which, of course, every stage of your career is important. But, you know, this is one now where I want to get into the ring and get 2019 off to a good start and keep the ball rolling and keep it flowing now into 2019 and make some big waves this year.
Yeah. Is now the time in your career that this has to happen? Because there was a bit of frustration there, Jason, over this last couple of years with the injuries and, I suppose, fights not happening. But is now the time to really make the move?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm ready when the time's ready. I'm ready, to be honest. You know, we there's some things just in life and especially in sports that we can't control, and you know, all I can do is stay in the gym, stay ready, and get into the ring and perform, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, we can't turn around and say that everything's going to fall into place smoothly this year, because it might not, but you know, pray to God and hopefully that it does fall into place, and that would be great for me. But you know, this is boxing and this is the sport that we're in, and things can fall through, things can happen. But as I say, you know, I'm staying ready, I'm staying busy, and it won't be for the sake of me making any mistakes that things won't happen for me. So 2019 now is going to be a big year, and I'm excited, looking forward to it, and ready to get the ball running now for it on Saturday night.
Let's look at your opponent. He's a Finnish fighter. He has a record of 10-1-2. I think it's fair to say, of all the guys that you met so far, this is probably could be your toughest and trickiest yet, do you feel?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's a lot of these Finnish, Swedish, Danish fighters, you know, they're all tough fighters, and there's no giving them, and they don't lie down easy, do you know what I mean? So I suppose that makes for a great fight with an Irishman, doesn't it? But, you know, I'm looking forward to getting into the ring, and doesn't matter who it is across the ropes from me, I'm getting in there to put in a performance. I've worked too hard now to let anything slip at this stage. I'm going to get in there and give it my all, and I know once I get in there and give it my all, it'll be enough. And, you know, as I said earlier, I'm very excited, looking forward to this fight now, Saturday night. I'm going to use a good opponent, and I'm ready to put on a show.
The fact that your opponent wasn't named until earlier this week, how does that affect your preparations, Jason? Because this time last week, you didn't know who you were fighting, but it's only named so close to the actual fight.
Yeah, I think this suits me better than that kind of a structure suits me better than it did in my last 15 fights as a pro, because I've had 250 amateur fights where I didn't really know until the day of the fight who I was fighting, and that was at world level, you know. So to me, of course, it can be frustrating, and, you know, professional boxing is a completely different game, and, you know, fighters fall out, fighters don't show up, fighters don't have medicals done, they don't make weight. You know, there's so many things that just can fall through with professional boxing. But you know, we have an opponent now. He's a very good lad, and we're just concentrated on him. And all it takes is one look at a video, and you can. Doesn't matter if you look at it 12 weeks before a fight or a week before the fight. As long as you get one look of a video of the guy that you're fighting, you can always work a game plan around it instead of just getting into the ring like I was used to as an amateur, using the first minute to see. So, you know, I'm well ahead of the game right now, and looking forward to it.
But the way you're talking, and the way you're speaking, going into this fight, it's all about very much going back to your roots, Jason, is it then?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a big fight for me, and you know, things are falling into place, I suppose, a bit like in the amateur days, not knowing my opponent so close to the fight, and you know, being over here in London, and you know, so close to home, it's kind of like being back as an amateur a little bit. You know, around America, I never really fought much as an amateur. It was all pro, and now being over here, it's kind of bringing back the more European kind of tours that I did in my amateur career. But look, end of the day, this is another step in my career as a professional, and I'm looking forward to getting in there now, putting in a performance, and staying active this year in 2019.